And good afternoon, Tracy Morgan, of course, with your extended news at noon. So before we get to our interview today that we have with McDonald's, we're going to be talking about their Ronald McDonald's charity and an online social media challenge that they have going on right now. I just wanted to take a moment to remind you about the Caring Angels basket order forms. I'm going to play a clip from our interview with Chris Bowser with the foundation, like a 5-minute, 6-minute clip that I took from our 30-minute interview a couple of weeks ago, where the clip that you'll hear in just a moment is about pickup and just reminding you of who benefits from this particular fundraiser each year. But this has been done altogether different. As you know, tomorrow is going to be when they draw for the baskets. Winners will be notified on Friday. So that means today is the last day to make sure that you get your order forms, if you will, into the foundation. Now, here's a key to this, because you're going to say, well, I didn't mail mine in yet. You are more than welcome to bring your order form here to our office. In our front office, what we have is a contactless drop-off box. And a lot of people put their order forms in there. We will get those order forms to the Butler Health System Foundation in time before tomorrow, before all the drawings will happen. Now, we are only open until 5 o'clock. So if you would like to get those order forms done and get the Caring Angel basket order forms together, put them in an envelope, and make sure you come to our station before 5 o'clock. We would be more than happy to accept those in our drop-off box, and then, of course, we'll pass them on. Drawing, again, Thursday, December 10th. Winners will be notified Friday, December 11th. Whenever you do drop off those order forms, make sure that you have your form of payment within that envelope so all of that can go off to the Caring Angels basket fundraiser, if you will. And so let me play this. Chris Bowser explains a few things much better than I could. Of course, she's with the Butler Health System Foundation. We talk to her all the time. This time of year, we talk about Caring Angels. And we talked to her a couple of weeks ago about the changes. So I've skipped all of that. I've picked out about a 5-6 minute portion where we talk about pickup and we talk about the beneficiaries from this program. So we pick this up when I ask her about how prizes are going to be picked up.
So we're going to basically just do like a curbside pickup. So we'll work with the winners, you know, as far as scheduling, you know, their times for pickup. It's going to be a little different process this year, because in the past people would come in, you know, we would have them sign, but we'll have them pull up to the tower entrance, and then they'll be brought out to their cars for them.
Participation, how has that been? Because anything these days, as you're saying, is so fluid. It's last minute. Do you have, I know we have a list in front of each of us, and we can talk about some of those as we typically do, but I'm looking at almost 45 baskets. Is that comparable to past years?
Yeah, I mean, we've had years where we're in the 50s, and I think last year we actually did hit 60, so we're very pleased with the turnout.
Mm-hmm. Chris Bowser with us with the Butler Health System Foundation. Talk a little bit about the foundation, and I know it's been, well, it feels like a couple of months. It could have been a couple of weeks since you and I last talked, but how have you been in the past, since we last talked?
We've actually been doing, you know, well with our efforts. We completed a designer handbag event, and that went well. That replaced our traditional ladies' night out event that we've had in the past. And we were able to have our golf outing this summer, you know, because we just made it, like, safe with, we did individual tee times and not a whole shotgun start and things like that. So we've been able this year so far to get through and do a version of at least what we have done in the past.
With Caring Angels, we've talked about chocolates. We've talked about the broadcast at the high school, you know, the production they put together.
Well, as you know, with everything going on with the schools right now, you know, the school district would love to help us, but it's just almost impossible right now for them to do any type of fundraisers, et cetera, with everything going on. They're going to help us with some communication out regarding the, you know, the baskets, but that is not going to look like it has in the past. Now, we will be, you know, the schools really can't do their typical fundraising efforts this year.
How about chocolates? Are they available at all? I know businesses would sell those often.
We are not offering the chocolate this year. I'm sad to report to everybody, but honestly, with everything going on, you know, with having the chocolate, we just weren't able to get those ordered. So that's not going to be taking place either this year. So we're really just going to focus on the basket and the 50-50 raffle. And also, people can send direct donations in to us. And I would steer everybody to our website. We're going to be keeping that up to date at bhs-foundation.org. You can make you can make a donation online, you know, because that's not participating in a raffle. So, or people can also mail donations in as well.
So I'm not going to ask you dollar amount, but I am going to ask you the general premise of how much money or a percentage of what you usually bring in every year would be lost between the high school's efforts and the other high schools around the area and the chocolates themselves. And I ask that because this would be a great year to push everyone to make sure that they know that the baskets and the 50-50 are it this year. Maybe you could make up that difference.
The schools typically raise, well, the high school raises about $10,000, and then the other schools total maybe around $10,000. But two, we have to remember with the chocolates, there was a cost in producing those as well. So the elementary school's donation with chocolates, that wasn't complete profit because we had cost involved in producing the chocolates.
Sure.
So that wouldn't be a total. So I'm not really sure right now, but typically the high school raises about $10,000.
And let's remind everyone, with the Caring Angel Basket Program, who benefits from this particular effort every year?
So our slogan is benefiting children, youth, and their families in Butler County. And what that goes to is to provide charitable medical care to children through the emergency room 18 or under who cannot pay or, you know, does not have insurance, and also to the Family Services Program of Butler Health System. And they offer, you know, many great programs for families and youth there, including programs for ADHD. They have counseling and those types of programs. So the money goes between those two areas.
When you say family services, you know, I've said many times in this program, I have two kids, so you know, I know those shoes well in the needs that are out there right now.
Yes.
And it just feels like it's an increased need this year.
Yes, for sure. So please still consider supporting, you know, that great program at Family Services. They're still, you know, offering to the degree that they can their programming.
Right. And the emergency room, of course, we always want to stress the emergency room is open. So even though we're going through what we're going through, folks, the emergency room is open. If you need it, use it. Before we go, I just wanted to revisit the 50-50. I mean, this is all really exciting, no matter what kind of year we had, between the basket auction and the 50-50.
Last year's winner received over $20,000.
Yeah, that was a bit. Was that the biggest year?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Wow, that's a large amount, and what a great Christmas gift if you end up getting that.
It's exciting, and I will say that we are going to do our best to keep postings. I would suggest like following our Facebook page, the Butler Health System Foundation, because we are going to keep you updated on the total that's in the 50-50. We're also going to post videos every day where we feature baskets, and we'll talk about them in depth. At some point, every basket will be on our Facebook where we're doing a description of it.
We appreciate you covering it. We appreciate you all trying to think outside of the box and make this work this year.
I would just like to, you know, thank our community for continuing to support us and let you know that we appreciate it and wish everybody a happy holiday season. And thank you.
Again, a clip from our conversation with Chris Bowser with the Butler Health System Foundation a few weeks ago now. But I just wanted to give that clip especially in the beginning with the reminder that today will be the last day that you can turn in those forms. And then, of course, the drawing will happen and the hospital foundation will be in contact with you if you do win one of the gift baskets from the Caring Angel basket auction. If you do go onto Facebook, their last posting that I saw with the foundation, I'm just trying to talk and work a computer at the same time. The last update I saw was that the Caring Angel 50-50 is at $13,500, but they say and growing. So we'll see what that comes to by the end of the day. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more with your extended news at noon in just a moment. I'm Tracy Morgan.